Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. How you doing? Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. And in the event we get cut off, please let me let you know that there have been some major technical issues with the show lately, and it's not on my end. I can guarantee you that. So, unfortunately, our show last night with Paul Kopp from The Seed was cut off short, and listen, it doesn't only make me look bad, it makes the platform I use look bad, so I hope they step it up. I've done everything possible that they've asked me to do to avoid the problem, and I don't know what the issue can be. So I'm considering moving to another platform, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose you guys because everything's here, you know? And so it's got to get better, folks. Somebody's got to do something to make it better. You know we've got no bells and whistles here at all. No bells and whistles. It's just hanging out, me, you, and whoever our guest is, our amazing guest may be. And we're just having a good time, but Jesus, come on, you know? Anyway, in case we get cut off, I apologize ahead of time, and just wanted to let you know that. So I don't know if I'll attempt to sign back in because I just – I'm getting so annoyed with it. But anyway, tonight we have a excuse me. Tonight we've got a great guest on with us. He's been on the show before and he's got new music out, and I love to have a new music out. I love playing it for you guys. I love hearing it, and I love Mike. So I love when he comes back to hang out with me. So it's really cool. So with us tonight is Mike Skill from The Romantics. Mike, is that you on the phone?
That's me. I just got to you.
Hey, how you doing?
I just dialed you up. Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good. Listen,
I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah. Before we start, I just want to say to you that we may get a disconnection or an interruption.
Okay.
And if we do, sadly, we'll have to end the episode, hon, because it's just, I can't do it if it happens. I was just saying that I'm having technical issues with the platform and I can't resolve them and we're working on it.
Really?
So let's hope that doesn't happen tonight, because I did something else they asked me to do, and we're going to try it again. So without further ado, how is that gorgeous weather over in Southern California
just
talking about?
We had snow last night that turned into slush, and it's been rainy for a couple of days, and we'll have like one good day and then six rainy days.
Do you usually get that kind of weather out there?
It's our rainy season, you know, that's cool. And then we get a little bit of snow in January, February.
Oh, I thought you said you were in Southern California. You're not in Southern California, then.
No, I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I thought you were out in California. That's what, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, it snowed and rained like that? What the hell's going on? I know the weather's crazy, but Jesus.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy everywhere anyway. It doesn't matter where you are now.
Exactly. So what's been going on, Mike? Have you been playing out now that things are calming down? Well, they were calming down with the pandemic.
I was in some rehearsals. Yeah, I was in some rehearsals, but I had some recordings to do. I was asked to play on a couple songs, more than one. A release came out of Detroit for a Go-Go's tribute album, Nicky Corvette.
Cool.
I produced and recorded all the music and sent it to Nikki. She's like a pop singer from Detroit out of the 80s, late 70s, 80s. Big influence on the Go-Go's. And so we did a song. One of their songs is a tribute for a record, for a CD and vinyl that's coming up in release. The song was Tonight. With Nikki on vocals, and I produced
wow.
it. And, you know, it sounded really good. It turned out really well, and they heard it, and they thought it was in their top five songs they love.
Great.
The album. So there's like five, six, a few bands out of Detroit that are doing it. So as far as I know.
Right.
I did a thing there's Cherry Burns, who was in a band called the Corktown Popes out
mm-hmm.
of Detroit. And,
mm-hmm.
he did a Christmas record, and I played guitar on that. He did a swing version of Run, Run, Rudolph with horns and stuff, and I did my rock and roll guitar on it. And
wait. Do you have that available? Can you send that to me for my Christmas night? Or no, you can't play it yet.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, ask the guys. You send it to me, and we'll play it on Christmas Eve, if you don't mind.
Oh, they'll love that. I'd love that. Yeah, and I might release a raw version with all the guitar stuff, because they edited it down to like a full band thing, and I did extra guitar work, and I might release another version of it. But right now,
nice.
It's his version, and I'll get it to you. Yes. My wife sent it out.
Oh, yep. I wish I knew about it. I would have asked her to send it for tonight.
Well, maybe we can do that. Maybe by the, after the show, probably. But
Yeah,
not a problem.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, so now, I know you've been playing with a lot of bands. Now, what about the Romantics? I mean, you're chilling right now,
we're just kind of off. Like, we're kind of off, and, you know, it's difficult when you want to travel and go, you know, Canada and U.S.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
we've traveled all over the place and for the last four decades. I mean, this is the first time. The band has been off the road for 2 years. I mean, that's never happened. We were always on the road. I mean, constantly.
Right.
And then we're always doing stuff on the side, our own little things and all that. And But it's given me a chance to get my record out. That's the thing.
Right.
I ended
right.
up with six, seven songs that I worked on in the last, slightly over 10 years, ideas that came together. I finished them up in the last 4 or 5 years. 67 Riot, that came together the earliest. Then I had My Bad Pretty, finished up that. Then
mm-hmm.
I got Not My Business, I finished that one up. So I came up with about 5-6 songs and sent them to Chuck. I met Chuck from Pearl Sound in Detroit. He's centered right between Ann Arbor and Detroit, basically. And it's like the two rock and roll capitals from the 60s. Ann Arbor was MC5 and Stooges and Up and Ted Nugent and everybody, Bob Seger. And Detroit, you know, had everybody else. But they all blended together. But yeah, I mean,
Detroit
it was like
City.
The Detroit invasion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Brit, the Brit invasion. We had the Detroit invasion of the world.
Right.
So,
yeah.
The rock and roll. And, you know, Rod Stewart came to Detroit. He stayed there like for 2 weeks. He loved it so much. In 69, 70, 70.
Hmm.
Played the small clubs, you know, small.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're kind of hunkered down a little bit, getting offers. You know, you start getting ready to go out, and then another, things blow up again,
yep.
you know. So I've got some stuff, and band's got some stuff, and we'll see if we can make it, because, you know, we might have to postpone some things, because
exactly.
see how this goes.
Now, did any of the guys play on the new project with you, the solo album, or
yeah,
no?
Rich sang on some stuff. Rich, the bass for the Romantics from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and Brad, who's been with the band for 17 years, Brad Elvis, he played on it. I've got Ricky Ratt, who played on it with the Dead Boys. He was on a band out of Detroit. I can't think of the name right now. I'm going to have to write it down. the Trash Brats are Detroit. They're kind of a rawer version of the New York Dolls, if there is such a thing. Kind of a Detroit version, yeah. And he's a great guitar player. I brought him in on Not My Business because I didn't want all the guitars to sound alike. So I needed someone to come in with a rocker, and he's a great rock and roller and guitar, and played the solo on My Bad Pretty, and I mean on Not My Business, and he played rhythm and guitar and stuff, and then I had Brad's wife on a couple songs. She sang on Soul Alone and Carrie Got Married. She wrote Carrie Got Married, a song that ties in with Tell It to Carrie.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I think we recall that conversation where Carrie Got Married as a sort of a playoff of Carrie from Tell It to Carrie, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Brad and I did a drum track, and we were going to give it to Romantics. The Romantics weren't interested in it at the time and sat around. They didn't hear it. And I knew what it was, and I knew if I put my style of guitar on it, it could be something really good.
Yeah.
You know, a la, the raw kind of pop, hard pop, Pete Townsend kind of stuff, and then my style in there, so I really put hooks on it and played my style of guitar, and it really kicked it into gear. And, and Chuck heard all these, and he goes, send them to me, I'll check them out. And he took them and he remixed them, and I got them back, and I go, man, these are so good.
Cool. Wow.
I mean, the production just, I had mixed them, but he took it to another level. And
Well, instead of describing it, why don't we let everybody hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. This is Carrie Got Married from the new solo album, and it's called Skill, Mike Skill, and this is Carrie Got Married.
Right.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Joe.
Love the end. That's so sweet, nice and soft ending. I love that.
Yeah, she gave me the chords. She gave me the just the chords, and I put together all the odd little hooks and, you know,
got a great hook.
The guitar and all that. Yeah.
Great hook. Who's singing vocals? Who's lead vocals on that?
I'm singing lead vocal. Chloe Orwell. She's on the beginning, and she's in there somewhere along the verse on the choruses, I think.
I loved it. Excellent.
Brad on drums. Yeah.
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 Well, last night.
Really well.
Yeah, it sounds great. Before I forget, last night we had Paul Koff on, and I feel like a messenger service because when he was on last night, someone texted me and said, one of the guys from The Outsider said, tell Paul I said hi. And now Paul told me to tell you hello because Paul's working on the new project with Tall Poppy Syndrome with, he's played with you guys. Clem Burke from...
Yeah.
So they're working on that. So I had to get that out because I would have forgot. So anyway, I was told to tell you hello by Paul Koff.
Well, if you talk to him before I do, say hey to Paul.
I'll let him know that that you conveyed the message, that I did tell you and you said hello as well. So, but yeah,
so
that sounds great.
I sent those tracks to Chuck in Pearl Sound, and he took them like to a whole nother level. He works with redone a lot of remixes like Tool and Madonna. Did Madonna single with Eminem, Chris Cornell. He's like a real up. He's really in there and done a lot of work and of current advanced '90s and that. He's really tied in. To really that high energy raw stuff, and he knew my guitar sound and how to get it and keep it and not mess with it too much, because I like to lay a track down where and let it go, you know. I don't want to like do it where you lay a whole guitar track down and then you pick the best part of it and you cut it and paste it all to the rest of the song. I don't do that. I like to leave in like where it's got little idiosyncrasies to each verse, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot livelier. It's a lot more organic. It doesn't get all robotic and digitized so much.
Did you work on this during the pandemic and that's what you were doing?
Just before we had finished these up,
the lockdown,
the end of the year before. So we had to mix them and master them, so that took some time. Then we got them out by the early middle of the year.
Yeah.
We had 67 Riot came out not last year, but the year before on a single. I did a single, 45. It's still available.
Oh, wow.
I think we still have some. Wayne Kramer, I asked Wayne Kramer to play on 67 Riot, and I called him. Chuck goes, call him up, and I go, I can't call him, man. He's one of the guys I listen to on. I play the records, MC5 records. He's MC5, one of the guitar players. Wayne Kramer and Fred Smith. And Wayne Kramer, you know, I used to put their records on my record player and turn it down to 16 speed so I could learn the solos, the guitar parts.
Oh, wow.
You know, 17 years. When I was 17 years old, you know, you slow down the record.
Yeah,
and that's how I learned guitar parts. And he goes off the record. I would have never thought of that, Mike.
I would play. You know, years ago I was singing as well. And what I would do to learn lyrics was record it on a cassette. Obviously, that's what we had.
Oh yeah.
And listen, stop, rewind. Listen, stop, rewind.
Yeah.
Just to get
exactly.
the lyric. I never thought to slow down the record. Wow. Idiot. Bing.
Well, the guitar, it changes, it'll change it to the octave or it'll change the key.
It changes the sound for sure, yeah.
Right, but you can learn the notes, but then you got to speed it back up and learn how to play it fast. So it's still, but at least you learn it correctly. You learn it correctly anyway. Yeah, it's good.
I would have never thought of that.
It's just the way we learned.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the way we learned, Becky. We passed songs from each other. We didn't have anything to watch or anything you know, we didn't, cassette tapes weren't around yet. It was just records and singles, and we teach each other, or I couldn't afford a guitar lessons at the time when I was a kid, and we didn't, that wasn't going to happen. So, you know, it was really, your ear became really good, tuned in.
Yeah.
So now
when
I listen, I can tell what's going on. You know, now I know what's going on when I just listen to it. I can just listen to it, and then I'll pick up the guitar and I can do it. You know, you can.
Yeah.
It's ear training. Yeah.
Right. Well, oh, God, you've been playing so long. My goodness, you probably you don't even have to pick the guitar you can play, and it'll come out of your body.
Yeah.
It just comes out of your body.
Yeah, I'm real straight ahead guitar player. Nothing real. I don't get too technical. I like to stick to the melodies and stick the hooks and then kick some butt on the solos and that, you know. And usually it's recording. I'll play the solo. I won't know what I'm doing. I'll have a basic idea, but then I'll just go off on it. And then I'll get something will happen. It's spontaneous. It's really a cool thing.
Nice.
I spent four
nice.
Hours on a song the other night, working on a solo, four different ways, with all these different notes and all these different moves and all the, and then but the next day I chew it out the window. I took two things from it, and then I just went in the studio and just laid down, and it came out fine. I was all worried.
Yeah, well, you know, you're your worst critic. You're your worst critic. You'll never know when to stop
if
somebody doesn't tell you to. You'll continue that song forever. It'll never be written.
That's right.
That's what happens to me. I know that. An album will never get done if somebody doesn't say, okay, it's good, you know, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know.
Because you could go forever. Oh, no, we could have added that. Oh, no, wait, we should have added this, you know. Oh, take that out. You know, we could have taken, you know what I mean. Oh, my goodness.
I do, but for this record of mine, I mean, this thing I did, I really stuck to my guns and said, I knew how I wanted it to sound. I knew it had to be pretty, almost like a rehearsal or a live performance. I didn't want
to
make it sound too rehearsed. You know, it's rehearsed, but not in a way that it loses its life. I didn't want the song to lose their life.
The feel of
it.
Right.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
With Romantics, and we would go into. For albums, we would go into a studio a month before recording, and we'd rehearse for a month with them. And it's great, but I wanted this to come out more like live. Like I know the songs. Okay, we're going to go do a show, that kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the songs on this. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
12,
I'm sorry.
12 songs. 12
yeah,
tunes.
But the songs that are on it, any meaning behind any of them, or no, they just songs that have been around in your head for years.
We got to rock and roll. I mean, I wrote it quick. I had extra verses, but it got cropped down to really two verses. It's about basically we got to rock and roll. It's basically a tribute to Detroit without too much detail. It's not really in a lot of detail. It's got a lot of. For me, it's imagery. I talk about being in Detroit, and it's basically in the mid-70s when T-Rex and Mata Hoopo and David Bowie are coming to town, and we're going to see those shows downtown Detroit, and there's nothing else going on downtown Detroit. It's like a vacant, empty cavern of buildings.
It's so funny how Detroit City had the rock and Motown had the R&B, you know, but it was all in one state. That's so weird because no other state that I'm aware of. I could be wrong.
Right.
No other state. I mean, if they either got one, like Seattle, grunge, that's it, you know. California is Beach Boy, you know what I mean? Like that, the beach sound, you know, it was like, and Detroit got two sounds coming out.
The folk rock of the 70s. They had the folk rock of the 70s, you know, the Eagles and that. Those guys were from Detroit. A couple of those guys were from Detroit.
And
Seattle also had the garage sound in the 60s with, you know, with the Sonics and that, all the Northwest Sonics and the Wailers and the Kingsmen and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Well, you know what, Mike? What's funny is I used to always say to myself as a kid, why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cincinnati, Ohio. And based on all the guests I've had here, how many musicians have come out of Ohio? Well, you do. I'm just saying, I was floored. And now I know why it's there. Now I know why it's there, you know. But.
Yeah, Joe Walsh, the list will go on. But it's really about because of what's his name, the original guy that backed all the R&B bands. I don't have his name right now. Back in the 50s, he was the guy who was playing all the black rock and roll rhythm and blues. And it was getting banned everywhere, and he kept playing it. And that's why it was his radio station that really stuck to their guns around the country.
I'm trying to think who it is. It's not coming to me. The name's not coming to me. I'm sorry. Well, go ahead. I keep cutting you off.
He was a DJ like Dick Clark and that. Dick Clark was in Philly. But, I can't think of it. I see. Anyway, so, I was asked to call Wayne Kramer. I called Wayne Kramer. I put on my big boy pants and called him. I go, oh, my God. And I called Wayne. I go, Wayne, I got a song for you. It's 67 Riot. I'll send it out to you. He goes, yep, send it to me. I'll listen to it. And if I want to do it, I'll get back to you. He called back and said, yeah, it's a great song. It's about the Detroit riots. In 1967, we had a lot of riots around the country. You know, a lot of turmoil happening after Bobby Kennedy shot and Martin Luther King. Yeah. And the riots happened in all the different cities, Newark, New Jersey, and Atlanta, L.A., Detroit. It was quite a few.
Yeah.
And I was writing about the lyrics really well. They came out really good. I got to say, I spent a lot of time. It took over a year to get them completely where I like them, because I wouldn't work on it. I like to go and look at it, play with it, and then sit it down and come back to it, make sure it's, and then come back to it. So certain songs, they have to have, I have to have a time factor in there where it, so it blends well. And the lyrics are, it's a, you know, the Jeeps came out into our neighborhood on the east side. The riot was probably 7 miles away downtown, and the TV news was hyping it up like, watch out, the rioters are coming to your neighborhood. And then we had Jeeps and tanks and helicopters and soldiers, and you couldn't go out after 6 o'clock at night. So it got ginned up that it was really, it was a bad deal, but it was only around, a four or five block air radius, two to three block radius. Downtown. There were some wage discrepancies in workplaces and just civil rights stuff. And it was really getting, not good. You know, the stuff that we're talking about these days. And
exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so 67 Riot came together and Wayne played on it and it turned out really good. And it's got that MC5 Kick Out the Jams kind of vibe to it, that era. And I put out on a single. I regurgitated a label out of Detroit, which is called A Square Records, and I took that label from the 60s.
Are you there, hon? Don't tell me we just got knocked off the air. I'm be furious. Okay. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Guys,
I'm here.
I hope you can hear me out there. I don't believe.
Yeah, I'm here. I got you. Hello. Well, it was good for a while. Hello.
Something happened.
Yeah, it just dropped out. I wonder if I should call her back.
Hey, Mom. You lost everything.
She said she was getting that's been happening to her.
Yeah.
Should we dial it?
Did
I didn't yet. I'll reach out.
Mike, you there?
Yeah,
Mike.
I got it. Yep.
Mike?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm
yes,
so
I'm
sorry.
Here.
Yep, it happened again. I'm writing down your number so I could call you back if I can reconnect. I am so sorry. This is not any of my doing, so I apologize. So, I didn't pick 67. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yep, I got it. Mm-hmm.
I didn't pick 67 Riot. I picked We Got Your Rock and Roll, and I'd love to play that for everybody right now before, God forbid, we get knocked off again. I want everybody to hear your new stuff, so.
Let me tell you. So it was like six, like right now, cities are going through having hard times, and Detroit had it first because the big industry, car industry, and So everyone's really out of work and at that time, and downtown was a mess. And then only thing that was happening, like we're watching L.A., is everybody's partying, and it was all glitter and glamour and Alice Cooper with the movie stars and everything. So that's what it's about. It's about us in Detroit, and we got the rock and roll, and we're going through tough times, and everywhere else, it's Hollywood and New York, it's still rocking. So
right.
That's what it's about.
Well, I would love to play We Got Your Rock and Roll. I really would. So, everybody, this is We Got Your Rock and Roll, and this is off, again,
yeah.
Mike's new solo album, Mike Skill. And it is
That's
We
it.
Got Your Rock and Roll. Check it out.
Yeah.
Loved it a lot. Yeah, we got to rock and roll. Yeah, they're all catchy, Mike.
Yeah,
they're all sticking in my head, man. I'm getting the earworm, as a friend lately has been calling it, which I know that's what it is. But lately, a friend of mine, we exchanged music and talk about music, and she always throws this song in there, and she goes, oh, there's your earworm for today, and oh, they're really pure songs that you haven't heard in a long time and that you don't want to be an earworm. So but these are great. Oh man, yeah, I dug it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. So you must have had a good time doing these.
Yeah, totally. And you know, Detroit, all it had was it just kept producing rock and roll, and you know, while we're going through tough times. So basically, that's what it's about. And so, and I also did the Romantics were going to do some kind of 30th anniversary, 35th anniversary, 40th anniversary. It never happened. So I figured I was going to do 40th like anniversary. So I had,
can you believe that, Mike? 40th anniversary. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the 41st.
Can you believe that?
I released What I Like About You last year, or this year, yeah.
Oh, man, did I lose again? I'm so pissed.
Did you?
Wow.
I'm going to get knocked.
I hear you clear. Oh, bad news. Let me see. I wonder if I should call her back. Okay. All right. Dagnabbit. I should be still on it.
Mike, I'm here.
This is bullshit.
I'm livid. I am so sorry, Mike, and to my listeners, I am so sorry. Listen, I'm a very easygoing person, but man, push the button a little too long and too hard. I lose it. I really do. So sorry,
well,
hon. I am so sorry.
I'm okay. I can put up with that. It's all right. What I Like About You came out, and I did the 45 with it, and I did a label. I didn't do the label on that. I just did the What I Like About You, put it out, and I sang it.
Oh, my God. Again.
I did it.
Motherfucker.
I don't think you're on mute, so watch out. Hello, Joanne. Hey, Joanne.
Mike.
Yep.
Mike.
Gotcha.
Listen, one thing I can tell you, I'm the one that people can't hear. When I get disconnected, we're still on the air, and we can still hear you. So just so you know. Okay. So if you don't hear me, sing a song, do whatever you want. There's going to be some nasty emails tomorrow. Anyway, well, so the 45, What I Like About You. Go ahead. I apologize. I'm so livid.
Well, I did What I Like About You. Everybody's written a lot of groups have written something like it. It kind of hit the airwaves that way. What I Like About You, three chords, with three chords and four chords or whatever. And that's my style of writing. And so I figured, well, it's about time to do it. So I had a track of it. I had a drum track and just figured I'd give a try singing it. And I sang it live. I've done it live. I wanted to be right when I recorded it. So I laid down the vocal. My son did the engineering did it in my studio. Yep. And engineered the guitars. And I brought out the old high watt amp that I used when I did the original.
Mm-hmm.
The dials were set exact same tones because the marks were on the amplifier. And I used Rickenbacker and went in and just went for it. And it worked out and it came out really well.
Great.
About you on 67 Riot. It's a single. You can get steel.com. It's a vinyl, black vinyl 45 single. It's got a great cover. And the label is like a throwback to the old ballroom days, you know, the mouse artwork from the 60s.
Neat.
The 60s
Neat.
Rock artwork, hippie artwork.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well,
and
Don't hate me, but let everybody know where they can get them, because I'm afraid that we're going to get knocked off, and I want to definitely get What I Like About You in. So let everybody know where they can get the new album, Skill Mike Skill. I'm afraid we're going to get knocked off again.
Yeah, it's on all the streaming platforms, all of them, iTunes and all that, and Bandcamp and everything. And we're working on getting a CD for those who like CD. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Bandcamp, about iHeartRadio, Amazon, and then the single, the vinyl is MikeSkill.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you can order the single, it's really a good package, a nice package. It's a nice vinyl record. And right now we're working on a CD for the album. We want to do the CD release for those who like CDs. And then we're going to release a 12-inch vinyl in the new year when the pressing plants more rock and roll. I guess they're backed up. So it takes right now, I think, if I put an order in for an album, we can get out till the end of next year. So I got to get on the stick here. I think it's going to
Well, before you know it, it'll be here before you know it. Look, we're going into 2022 in what, a week? Jesus.
Yeah, I know. And so we'll have vinyl at one point, and I'm looking at hopefully doing some shows coming up. With guys, I think Brad will probably play with us, and Ricky might come out, and we'll have a good four or five guys on stage rock and roll. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Mike, listen, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hate to cut this short, but I don't want to lose you again, and I want to make sure I can close with what I like about you. And I just had a few more things I have to announce before I knock off. So again, thank you, and please send me Run Rudolph. I'd love to play that on Christmas Eve with my Christmas rotation, if you don't mind.
I'm also supposed to do this thing in Mississauga outside of Toronto in February. If everything goes well, February 27th in Mississauga. It's a private show. It's masked up, and it's kind of, I'm going to bring just Ricky and me. It'll be like acoustic guitar and electric guitars, and we're going to bang out some songs. I think I'll do it. So that looks good. If you look it up, the pop-up show, Sunday,
February 20th. You can get that on your website, right? On MikeSkill.com?
Yeah, for sure.
Great. And when is it again? What's the date, just in case?
February 22nd? 27th.
Yeah.
And, and it looks like it's going on. It's going on right now. We don't know how this phase of the pandemic is going. If it gets up to a point, who knows what's going to make it.
Well, how's it looking out by you guys in Oregon? How's it look?
We're kind of even right now. It's ticking up, you know, all around us and that, the cases and that. But, this thing, it can get bad. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks.
Right. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, because there's a lot of good shows coming up over here, and everybody needs to get back out on the road and have a great time and get life back to normal again.
That's right. Well, there'll be some kind of normal. I don't know what kind, but some kind.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're right. You're right about that.
Yep. And stay healthy. Stay, in your realm where it's safe, and and I hope to see you down the road.
Absolutely,
so I hope to see you out there playing music.
I would love that. I can't wait. Well, everybody, Mike Skill, guitarist from the Romantics, and go check out his new album, Skill, Mike Skill, everywhere online. Go to MikeSkill.com to find out more information about his upcoming gig in February with the 27th. I love everything. Thanks for sending it to me. I feel privileged that I have a copy for free. Don't tell anybody. Wink, wink.
There you go. Got cut off. Good night, everybody. 67 Riot, MikeSkill.com.
This is ridiculous. Hi, guys. I am so sorry. Mike, I didn't get to say goodbye. I'm sure Mike wished everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Holidays and all that jazz. But I am so sorry. Mike, I am so sorry. I will hit you up after this. And again, go check out his new CD. It's called Skill, Mike Skill. Again, available everywhere online, and go to MikeSkill.com to find out more information about the gigs and what's going on and all that jazz. And so we've got coming up my last guest for 2021, Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights will be on the 21st. He's got a new rendition. Well, not a new rendition. I guess it's a fresh cut of White Christmas. So it may be a new rendition. I haven't heard it, actually. Not yet. And then the 24th, the Christmas Eve, I'm going to be doing Christmas Music Night. And that's going to be everybody's Christmas songs that have been on the show this month in particular. And I'm going to grab some from last year's Christmas special, if you want to call it, and play those songs for you guys on Christmas Eve. So if you enjoyed any of the music that we played, you're going to enjoy Christmas Eve. And I'm going to throw in a few others, too. Real quick, NJ Pack has got some great shows coming up. Let's hope they're not canceled. Fingers crossed. Get your fucking, get your shots, people, so we can get back to life here. Anyway, we've got some great shows coming up. Comedian Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live, Kashmir, the Zeppelin Band. They do, they don't cover them, but tribute band, Kashmir to Zeppelin. Stephanie Mills, George Clinton, Earth, Wind & Fire, Eddie Vedder, Ron White, comedian Ron White, the 90s All-Star Dance Concert, Alice Cooper, comedian Vic DiBedetto, let's see, the Doo-Wop Project, the Masked Singer Tour, Patti LaBelle, Johnny Mathis, and more. And I hope to have the opportunity to give tickets out to some of those shows for you guys that are listening in. So tune in to Applause Radio Show on Tuesday, December 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern with Mr. Marshall Thompson. And we're going to play White Christmas. And I had a young lady reach out to me on Twitter, and she sent me a version of White Christmas. It's gorgeous. And it is just on harp. And her vocals, it's just beautiful. So unfortunately, since we're already playing White Christmas for Marshall, I asked her if she had any other Christmas music. And she said yes. So she's going to be emailing that. So I hope to get her in there. Simon Lunch, unfortunately, I couldn't do another show. I need to take some time, folks. It is the holiday, so I need to get a day for myself. So I couldn't do another show. So Simon Lunch, he's got a beautiful version of Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear that. So, again, Mike Skill from the Romantics, thank you so very much for joining me. Please send me Run, Run, Rudolph, and I'll play that on the 24th as well. And go check out his new album, Skill, Mike Skill, everywhere online. You heard two songs. I'm going to play, I'm going to close out with What I Like About You. I didn't get a chance to tell him that I used to sing this in the cover band many, many years ago. And I hated the part when it got to, I used to make, I used to have one of the guys do it because I just felt ridiculous doing it. And just, you know, so, anyway, I'm sure I didn't do it justice because, I mean, the girl singing it, but anyway, we tried, we did it a couple times, we learned it, and we did it a couple times, so it was a great song to get people out on the floor, that's for sure. So I thank you for listening. I apologize for the technical issues once again. Again, I've done everything they've asked me to do, so I don't get it. I really don't, and it's not like it happens all the time. It happens every so often. So we've got a new computer with tons of memory. I've got nothing open other than the platform for the show. We have a new microphone. We've even got a little sound booth here and everything, and it's like, come on, what is going on? I just don't get it, I can't apologize enough. Again, you know, we don't have any bells and whistles here. I don't do anything special here but hang out with you guys. I mean, it's not like I'm using my computer to run sound effects or anything like that. I mean, I'm strictly using it for the show. So there's no other usage on it. So I don't know. I'll have to reach out to them again because this is just, like I said, I am very easygoing, but don't push the button too long and too hard because then we lose it. So But wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you, Mike. And I hope he sends me Run, Run, Rudolph. So let's close out with what I like about you. If you don't listen in on the 21st for Marshall Thompson and the 24th for the music on Christmas Eve, I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday, a happy New Year. And thank you so much for a fabulous year on Applause Radio Show. I love you guys. You could be doing anything and you're hanging out with me, and that's really cool, and I appreciate that so much. You don't know. You really don't. I mean, because I'm just having fun, and I'm glad you guys are having fun too. So, Mike Skill, thank you so much. What I like about you. Have a good night. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday. Take care. Good night.